What's up?
Yo.
Tommy Shayhood.
Yeah, buddy.
The Rahum Podcast is back.
Here we are.
After a long summer.
Chunk. Yeah, good
man.
Chunk. Yeah, right? We've been having fun this summer.
Yeah, my man. I've probably my best summer since a teenager.
Since the summer of 69 or something?
Yeah, that would be about the timeline right there.
That's good
so what's
shit.
Going on, my man?
Yeah, here we are. Fucking summer's winding down.
It is.
Yeah, we've been having fun.
A lot to recap about personal and some fight
Ooh,
stuff.
Some personal stuff.
England, but, you know, Tommy, how was your summer? Overall?
Awesome. Last significant thing, I went and saw Slipknot a couple weeks ago up at Meadowlands. I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Eloy was crushing it.
Who they came with Knocked Loose.
Yep.
How was Knocked Loose?
We got to see some of them. Good. Yeah.
Screams.
Yeah.
Got screamed.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't so cocked where I like remember the show and shit. It's weird when I can remember a show.
Bob Piesma says, ha, fuckers. And my buddy Mike Oliveira,
what's up, guys?
Number one Cage Titans fan,
yeah,
says,
Big Mike.
Let's go!
Yeah, that's right.
What is it, Cage Titans 67 coming? Is that the one, I do believe?
You tell me, yeah.
September 14th, day before my birthday.
Oh, wow, and I'm the 30th, so.
Oh, fuck
yeah. We do
yeah.
that. Oh, yeah. Are we going to go? it was fun last time.
I'm going to Block Island on the 15th.
Nice.
That Sunday, friends, band's playing.
Oh, cool.
And my girlfriend is taking me there and going to.
The Block Island Ferry you're going to take?
Good birthday day.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go to that fight. Let's try to do
it. We'll see.
Yeah.
If I leave early, hey. I can leave a little early.
So great in there. That's such a great time.
It's, who's the main event?
I don't even know. I haven't seen shit. Jerry?
I know Don Shane.
Yeah, Jerry and Don probably. Yeah.
Don always sells a place out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we're already talking fighting.
Yeah.
Let's get to summer, my man.
Yeah.
Jared Kelly, what's up, my man? But summer overall, kids.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Any kids? You still got young ones, but
well, yeah. They're all my kids are in high school now. My two youngest, and I just literally last night moved my daughter out of the North End back home with me. So that's cool. She's finishing up college. One more semester. She's gonna do it at the house in the commute. She's back. Yeah, she's back.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
I'm thrilled.
Good.
I'm thrilled to have all my brood under one roof, so I can fucking tell them what to do.
Your daughter cool? She into you know. Slipknot.
She's cool. Not into
shit.
That. Definitely not. But, you know, she's like a chill. She's like that kind of girl now, college student. She's into like a lot of the new country stuff, like the cool country stuff, the new stuff, like Jelly Roll and those guys there. Country's getting cool again. Not my favorite, but it's not that fucking Garth Brooks nonsense from fucking 30 years ago.
Oh, you like the pop? You like
no.
the pop?
No,
country?
No. I like the fucking the rock stuff more, like Hardy and Jelly Roll and these guys right now who are partying and fucking having a good time. I kind of like them. I don't.
How about the other dude that has all the tattoos on his face?
Jelly Roll.
Not Jelly Roll. Not the fat.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that guy.
Not that tattoo
the skinnier
guy.
Skinnier guy.
Oh, Post Malone?
Post Malone.
Yeah, terrible.
He's sick. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I kind of.
You like that song?
Well, he's got a feud with Cowboy People.
Right. He's got a whole country album now.
Well, when I went to, my girlfriend and I went to Florida. Her son lives in Orlando. He's a big country
okay.
fan.
Yep.
And that's all he had on was country. And he was giving me the story or
oh, yeah.
telling me about each guy or girl and who they sing with
sure.
and who they were. And, you know, I never heard a Post Malone song. I maybe heard, but
yeah.
never really cared for it.
Yeah, he's like used to
until
be
I heard him singing with Cowboy People. And
yeah.
I'm like,
people like it.
I kind of like that, but I don't know what else he sings. So you could tell me the name of Post Malone song, and I could never do it.
I don't think I know a song from him.
But I do like the song.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
People.
Yeah, that's the new stuff I'm talking about. Country, they're not so twangy fucking pop anymore. You know, they're kind of just guitars. And, you know, that was a big country show at Gillette over this weekend. Kenny Chesney, but he had a bunch of other guys like Zach Brown and all these people. Not my cup of tea, but a shitload of people were there.
My girlfriend's son
oh, yeah.
flew up from... Florida just to go to that.
To go
show.
To that, yeah.
Just to go to
one
that
day
show.
Or all days.
Just I think Saturday.
Cool. Yeah, because it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and
yeah.
some people.
Imagine
went.
That. I mean, you know, they're professional musicians,
yep.
but how do they play back to back to back?
Crazy.
Give all that energy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, Metallica played there at Gillette just like a couple weeks ago. I didn't go to any of those either. I was burnt from the weekend, but they played Friday and Sunday because they're old. They took a day off.
Oh.
You know,
oh, just you know, leave off on that. I did almost, you know, bleed to death today. I shaved. If anyone doesn't notice,
nice and
been
clean.
A while,
yeah, looking nice.
I haven't shaven in years, except when I go to my barber. He makes
yep.
it, but
he does it.
You know, But yes, I'm all scot up.
You're not bleeding right now.
It took 2 hours. Yeah. Fucking stop.
All those little pieces of
fucking my
tissue.
Towel's full of blood. Yeah. Tissue. I'm like getting gas. Yeah. It's still on. Oh, you take it off, it starts bleeding.
Yeah, and you
again.
Put the aftershave on after, and you're just like, fucking Home Alone.
So anyway, you people that had the surgery and don't get hair on your face anymore.
What? What
know,
surgery?
You don't know what that means anymore.
You're gonna have a surgery and have no beard?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Electrolysis or something? Yeah, probably, right?
Take some medicine, right?
Oh, yeah, some medicine, no beard. Or the other way, you take some medicine and you get a beard.
Oh, my. Yes.
That too.
I should have reversed that joke.
Both.
Anyway.
Both.
So, all right, Tommy, so my summer.
Yeah, what'd you do?
You know, it was good.
Yeah.
It was
You just got back from Florida?
I went to Florida.
Yep.
I had to say it like you said it.
What?
I would have said, I followed you. You went Florida.
Oh, yeah, I say it weird.
I say Florida.
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 Yeah. But well, you're a Rhode Islander. Yeah, what do exactly. I say? Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
You said it correctly.
Is that correct?
It's better than mine.
Yeah. You Rhode Islanders all get that thing, you know, like Tommy, you know, everyone at the gym. Hey, Tommy, you know.
Yeah. Ah. Fucking, or.
Yeah.
Ar,
I say,
ar,
ooh.
Ar,
yeah.
So anyway, yes, I went to Florida and from Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. and it was good. It nice. Was laid back.
Yeah.
More laid back.
Beaching. Yep.
And I found that I like Jameson Orange.
Yeah. Yeah, too much, right?
Yeah, a little bit too much over the week before the vacation, maybe 2 weeks before the vacation. I was on vacation mode. I never drink whiskey.
Vacation
never.
From your vacation?
Yes, never drink whiskey. I'm a beer guy, always.
Me too. I love
always.
Beer.
Not even a mixed drink, I kind of like it every so often. But
were you ripping
I got
shots?
Turned on to, like, you know, Jameson Orange. Or
just like on the rocks?
Yes. Yes. And I liked it. Good. So I went through 2 or 3 bottles in like 2.5 weeks or so, I guess.
I thought you were going to say like a day.
I went through a big,
the regular one.
Size bottle in Florida the first day or second day. Yeah.
You and her?
No, not her.
No, she doesn't like
she got one. I think she got one drink out of it, but she likes other things.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Every so often, she'll have a little bit. But
nice.
No, I was sucking on that like a nipple.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to try some of that. I don't think I've tried it. Does it taste orangey?
Yeah. It's a little. Some people say it's sweet, but I don't think it's as sweet as like cough syrup.
Yeah,
it's not
stuff.
Like that.
Yeah,
but I like it.
All right.
And once the ice melts a little bit, it dilutes.
Yeah, we'll have to get some. I want to get some. We'll drink some together.
Should have brought some in tonight.
Should have brought some.
But my whole story is that I'm trying to not drink that.
Dry off a little bit.
By the way, cheers. Meeting, cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Nice to see you. I love you.
Love you too, there, Tommy. But yeah, so I'm drying out from the. Even though I've only started drinking whiskey 3 weeks ago, I got a little carried away with it.
You should be listening to that country music, sipping on whiskey.
Something. Yeah, but in moderation. Like I'm.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Know. You know what I mean?
I've been drinking this summer, smoking, fucking having a good time.
Hey, the president of Cage Titans, Mike Pulvera,
nice.
Checked in.
What up, Michael?
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? If you haven't noticed, we've been going a while. We're just catching up, me and Tommy. If you don't like that. It's going to be another 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Now I'm streaming on my regular Facebook page because I changed everything. I had to update everything because I haven't touched the computer in so long. So I don't even know where else we're streaming, maybe YouTube. But YouTube and Facebook is
Is that YouTube right there that you're looking at?
Place. No, that is actually Facebook that I'm watching right here. And it's about time I kind of just streamed on my own page, my own personal page.
It's about that time.
And share everywhere else, but
After the fact, cut it up and stuff.
Yeah, lots of things. I'm well rested, Tommy. I have to say. So Florida was good. Florida was really good. It was nice to be back. Also, back to work because I've taken the summer off from work, from the podcast, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a lot of drums.
Nice.
Lots of drums.
Nice.
But now I have to get back into work mode, and I am. I stayed 12 hours yesterday. I'm working the whole weekend, the holiday weekend.
The long weekend. Yep.
It's going to be a long. I only have Sunday off.
Okay.
Working Saturday.
At least you have that
Monday.
Off.
Yeah, I got one day off.
Have a little barbecue or something.
We'll
go to something.
Figure something out. We like bands. And she likes to dance a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll figure out, a little of both.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah,
for
great.
Sunday.
Great.
So that's about it, Tommy.
Yeah.
I haven't been following much MMA except for what I see on, Facebook
All your peoples.
And stuff. But I first off, I'll leave off with Jonathan Pierzma was on Road to UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And huge underdog going to that fight. Flew to Vegas. I think it was like 2 weeks notice. And the dude probably weighed 205 pounds.
Yeah.
He had to cut down 70 pounds, 170. And that paid its dividends in the fight. He was gassed, as his father posted. And you know, John said himself, but no excuses, but it took a shot.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
both
yeah.
the UFC. I would have rather seen him on a contender series where they're not putting him up. Mm-hmm. Supposedly this guy he fought was the number one welterweight in the world, not signed by the UFC.
Okay.
So that's a big task.
Yeah, so in the contender series is more just kind of like
A little regional.
Guys coming
another
up.
Regional guy. It could be, I don't think it would be a – it's not a guy that fought in the UFC mm-hmm. before, but mm-hmm. they could have fought in other big organizations.
Sure. Yep.
But they usually look for the younger guys mm-hmm. in the contender
series. Yeah, that's why it's like always like these dogs. A lot of them don't speak English.
Yeah, so John lost the decision.
Yep.
I would imagine a unanimous decision, but, you know, he was predicted to get finished, and
he'll be back. His dad,
who's checking in right now, oh, nice. Said the weight cut killed him, yeah. plus some bad injuries. And John has had some lingering injuries that he just fought through because yep. he's a fighter. And
yeah,
fighters need to fight.
Yeah, he grinds.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's great.
You know, to take from 6 to 12 months off to nurse injuries and stuff like that. That's not.
You're not getting paid.
Yeah. You know who's taking care of you?
No. You know? It's a
especially in your later 20s, you don't have health insurance.
No, it's a tough sport to draw blood from a stone, and when the guys get the opportunities, they gotta take it.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna flash maybe through Instagram, like I always do in a little while. But yeah, so John came away with a loss there, and he put a post saying he's gonna take time off to nurse injuries, which. I imagine he probably might need a little surgery here and there. Like, you know what I mean? Little things. You never know. You might have bone spurs, chips here and there. Get those fucking things out and rest and come back. He's got his family's huge support system behind him.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's what you need.
He's taking care of
it. You need all the avenues and the angles to propel your career like he has been. So,
yeah, I did tell his dad, you know, if he loses his fight, if he puts up a fight, he's got to get another shot down the line because he took a fight, this fight, on 2 weeks' notice. Yeah. He could have waited out the contender series, could have fought, you know, locally again for another title or even a bigger event somewhere else around the country. Yeah. But kudos to him.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That contender series just started again.
Yeah, you know what? I watched a couple of minutes of it, but I don't know who the fuck anyone is anymore. No, I don't know who's commentating. No. I don't know anything when I turn.
And like
on.
I said, they're all young dudes. They're usually from a different country, which is great. They're all coming in here, but you can always tell. George St. Pierre is a prime example of that. When he first came in, couldn't even fucking talk. When he's towards the end of his career, definitely was had the UFC pay for some fucking English lessons, and you could tell their fucking English gets better. Yeah, and they say, hey, you want to be successful, you got to learn how to talk.
So they probably have someone in the gym, a few people.
Oh, yeah, they go to class afterwards or with the little kids and shit.
Well, when they, you know, teach them bad words. And
oh, yeah.
Maps and
oh,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're coaches and shit.
This is what you want to say.
Yeah, this is what you want to say to the guy.
So,
that's good.
So, yeah, Mr. Piersma, then, you know, Cage Titans. I think Combat Zone just had a card maybe a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. I think Nick Fiore. Recaptured a title, or unless he has a second title. I think it was a 170-pound title. I think it's maybe the 155. I don't know, people. If you know, tell me. Get me back up to speed. But I know that happened. I know a lot of stuff going on with UFC fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that have had one fight for the UFC, took like a late-notice fight, like Brendan Morat.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fight coming.
Nice.
Billy Goff mentioned that he's got a name, names coming and stuff like that.
Sweet. Always want to see him get back on the horse.
Yeah, so the fighters from New England who are in the UFC are actually, you know, starting to get some work. And we'll see. Also, wait a minute. Is Jay Perrin? Maybe Jay Perrin is the main event at Cage Titan 67.
I didn't even see the card for that.
Jay Perrin is fighting the dude that finished Cupcakes the last time Cupcakes fought, and the kids from the Mike Zicchelli's gym in New Hampshire or Maine. I'm not sure. I think it's New Hampshire, but this kid's a killer, older guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he had many fights, but
That card's stacking up, man.
Yeah, he's fighting Jay Perrin for the title.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Perrin, going back to 135, I would imagine. I could be totally wrong here, people.
Talking out your ass.
You know, fucking have you seen it? Yeah. How about you?
I don't see any of this shit. You're the guy.
You're out of Triforce, bro.
Yeah, I'm out of Triforce. Not a lot of our guys. Sahib took his last fight. You know, he's 3-0 now.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of play on social media. Yeah. He's got a lot of social media himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a hot
shit. Just in a newspaper or a little something, an article or something about him.
Yep. Him and Damani Burns, they just had at the CES event, you know, whatever it was, like a month ago, a couple weeks ago.
Andrew Valdina saying that Mr. Fiore won the 155-pound title.
There you go. Andrew Valdina is like our third class member over here.
Now, I don't know if this is – what's up, my man? So I don't know if he's going to tell me again. Nick Fiore was in the UFC. I think he had two fights. First fight, late notice, of course. And then the next fight against a killer. And then he got let go. I don't know if he's fought. Yeah, like before, I would imagine he had to come down and fight one fight here and then get the title fight. But correct me, let me know, did he get an immediate title shot after the UFC? I was saying I fought once or twice since he got released, Mr. Valdina, who Mr. Valdina, just he mentioned the other day. People thought, you know, I've been away, but I see your fucking social media.
Oh, yeah,
You're creeping still. I saw that Mr. Valdino said, Valdina said he's not done. With this year, kind of meaning,
okay.
Not you know, not September 14th, but
maybe
the next Cage Titans 68, I would imagine it would be. Maybe that would go, or because this is September, October. No, do they have two more cards? No, they would have one
usually like
the end of October, November.
Yeah, usually like once
and
a month.
Nothing in December, unless they fucking you know, Cage Titans is hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's so hot right now.
Yeah, Michael Paul there, he's hot.
Fucking awesome. So, you know, Andrew Valdin is under Tyson Chatier now, Top Game Management.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great fight against Smythe, who's a tough competitor. Made it look easy. And Smythe's beaten some, you know, some legit people. Mm-hmm. Joe Poirier, he beat his training partner as an amateur. So, tough kid.
Yeah, all
so,
good things.
So, Andrew showed a lot in that fight.
Yep.
And, you know, I know he's loyal to... Cage Titans, I would imagine he'd stay with him with this fight, but he's saying he's not done. Yeah. I mean, he could go to LFA, CCF, you know, one of those other promotions just for one fight to end the year, get a little taste of traveling,
get a little
out of
scratch.
New England, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you know, even people get comfortable around the same neighborhood.
So I'm talking up my ass right now. I haven't even looked. You know, I'm going, you're all wrong, motherfucker.
Yeah, you fucking idiots. You guys are dumb.
Get me in trouble with all that. What up, fellas? He had a fight or two below this last one. All right, so
cool. Didn't get it right away.
Yeah, so we got some, you know, it's. And I didn't think he came right back from the UFC and got an immediate title shot and fucking, you know, even though he did own that title before he left, I do believe. Nick Fiore has been a, you know, Combat Zone guy. So anyway, Combat FC is coming September 13th, the Friday before. Or the night before Cage Titans 67. So there's some competition going on.
That's when
them two cards, since Combat FC has come aboard, you know, the regional area, they're pretty close to Cage Titans and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Cage Titans has a lot of cards.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yep. And it's always like the weekend, you know, on a Saturday. So
good thing about it is, I don't think they're ever on the same night because Combat FC is on Fight Pass, and that's on that is on Friday nights.
Yep.
And Cage Titans are their own entity, and they could give a fuck what anyone says, and they'll put their show on anytime they
want. And everyone will go. And that'll be a packed house.
Yes, exactly. Combat Zone looking pretty cool. Yeah, so Andrew might be just saying the show's looking cool, or his eyes might be looking that way, so. You never know.
You never know in this weird
industry. Talking about Saheeb.
Yep.
A lot of backing to get back to him.
Yep.
Just
saw him this afternoon.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Good. Yeah, he's always on fire. He's always training.
Still doing the rapping or the modeling?
I don't think so.
What's he doing?
I think he's just fighting.
He's just a
good
looking fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already getting.
I told him he should rap on his walkout, you know, just like rapping like himself, you know? Nice. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then get a fucking another 2 minute win. Last two fights, 2 minutes. That's it.
You know what? I'm sure he'll be picked up by Tyson.
Down the line. Should be.
You know what I mean? Tyson's the man.
Seeing that kid in the UFC will be amazing.
Yes, Tyson's the man. Mm-hmm. And he has John Duma. John Duma, I see him catching all kinds of fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there, fucking.
Yeah.
What are they, miniature tunas?
Stripers, I think, usually. I think I saw him have a tuna the other day, but he usually.
Yeah, they're fucking not big tunas.
Yeah.
Like, they're this big.
Yeah, I think that was a tuna, the last one, but he's always out getting. fucking Stripers and like Boston Harbor and shit.
Mike Oliveira says no competition. We have to go. You see the commercials and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Rob, right? Yeah, they're funny.
Putting that skit together? Who's giving you your lines?
Who's producing it?
You guys are probably nervous wrecks behind the scenes.
That's probably lines, fucking, blah, 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 it's probably Nick Haler producing
it. Like straight when you're doing that, or are you drinking, bro? When you're doing
they're definitely
shit.
Drinking. If I know those two guys,
the only way I'd be able to remember my line.
And calm down a little bit.
I'm gonna look around.
Jump on the gram.
Instagram.
Oh shit.
Because everything up. I don't know what I'm saying. Allow.
Gets all fucked up when you're gone.
So let me see. I gotta go to Cage Titans just to
who's back up Cage Titans?
See if Jay Perrin is the main event.
Yeah, I want to see this card too.
Combat FC is on the 13th. Buddy, you are your own entity now. You know what I mean? So you can go to any card.
Oh yeah,
you want.
I do. You haven't been to the last couple with me.
The fucking Bellator before I do.
I was thinking we should get press credentials to the fucking Sphere Vegas show. How dope! And especially that one.
PFL.
Especially. We would go.
Hey, what the fuck's going on?
We'll call. Right, so, we'll call Dylan Napoleon, and right, he'll get us in.
So we're gonna give Cage Titans some love because I love them people. So let me get over here.
So these are all for the September 14th.
We're gonna hear Mike Polvia right now and see what's going on. Steve, you, my mic is off. What do you mean?
No, is it? You can't hear?
Is it off?
Hello.
Oh, it is off.
Oh my God.
Has it been off the whole time?
It must have been.
Oh my God.
I thought you were mic checking.
I did. It hasn't been off the whole time.
Why would it be off now?
I don't know. Maybe it's shut off.
No.
Why wouldn't they say that an hour ago?
It's only been like 10 minutes. Who told you the mic was off? So now they're just going to be hearing me talk solo.
No, I got this one right here. Grab this one.
What's wrong with this one?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to it, but.
That's the king mic right there.
I fucking unplugged it. When I was touching it.
Oh, maybe.
It's unplugged.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's lit up. Oh, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, yep. But I just did that. Hello?
Yeah, but it
can
must have been on.
Hear me now. Hello.
Yeah, you're getting.
It's on.
Was that mine?
Oh, maybe it was unplugged.
Yeah, it was, because you just plugged it in and lit up.
Did it?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I fucking shut it off early.
Nothing but.
Steve, your mic is off. Just a little booze takes the edge off. My ball of hair. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Big mic.
Let me see if I have sound right now. Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Hello?
It's on now.
Yeah, but why is it echoing?
Because it probably was these tube mics.
I don't know. Hold on.
It sounds a little echoey.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Nothing but top production quality around these parts.
Stop for a minute. Ha, 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 ha. Look, I got Mike Pavia's face.
All right. Damn, is that what I sound like? No, just kidding.
No, mine's echoing. All right, let me hear this one. Look at this is how it's done. All right, so hello.
You're out of your mind.
Hello.
I don't even know if that one's on.
It's on.
Yeah.
Hello. Look at I'm watching myself on delay. So many.
Everyone watching's like, all right, we're tuning out.
Here we go. Yeah, they're right.
Yeah.
All right, everyone go fuck themselves. Sorry. All right, so let me put this on. See that? Yeah, I don't know what happened. I must have unplugged it.
I feel like this one is not on, dude.
Huh?
I don't think this one's on.
It is.
I don't see any lights on it.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucking blind.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just trying.
I can hear it. I can hear myself.
I'm just trying to make sure it's working.
I'm all fucking hot again.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let me put this on. See? Get the fuck out of here. Out of here.
All right,
so we're back. All right, so anyway, let me get to this with some sound. All right.
Turn the phone off.
This title, he gave it up before he went to the UFC, and now he's back to try to reclaim his kingdom. Standing in his way, Jay Presto Presley shocked the masses back in January when he took out Cage Titans legend Johnny Cupcakes Campbell, and here he is trying to dethrone the king. So there you have it, guys. Jay Presto Presley taking on Jay the Joker Perrin. Saturday, September 14th, Cage Titan 67. Main event is locked in.
All right, so that's what I was talking about. Yep. So that is the main event. So where would Don Chaney must be co-main event. Let me hear this. Watching ourselves, people. All right, so I sound sexy.
Yeah, you can hear.
So September 14th, the Saturday before my birthday.
It's our birthday month.
It's our birthday month.
Mine's the 30th.
So maybe I will go.
That'd be fun.
Early.
What?
Know?
You always leave early.
Well, we'll see what happens.
early? You'd leave like 8 o'clock that time?
Why? What time did I leave last time?
No, not like that early last time, but you know, you'll leave at like 8 o'clock this time.
I don't know. We'll see. All right, let me get back.
Depends on how much of that orange Jameson we drink, right?
Well, no, we'll see what goes on with that.
You just got a little scared right there.
I am. I can't drink that shit. It's too much.
That'll get you, the JMO. JMO's got me in trouble many a times.
Oh, you drink Jameson?
Yeah,
also?
The regular kind. Me and the old lady.
You and the old lady?
Yep. Taking shots. I told you I went to Meadowlands last summer to see Pantera, and I got so drunk off of Jack Daniels it was fucking crazy. Oh, that's why you did it. You hit the camera with the mic.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of everything in here. So so go ahead. Where'd you go?
Just last year when I went and saw Pantera, like last summer.
Yeah.
I fucked up off of Jack Daniels and made an ass of myself.
Did you bring a bottle in with you?
No, we just fucking were slamming it on the parking lot.
I'm listening to see if I can talk. So you're Jack Daniels, and I'm...
No, I'm not Jack Daniels anymore, apparently. Maybe when I was a teenager.
Who are you, how old are you?
43 next month.
Fucking getting sloshed at Pantera and fucking all these other
things. I was drinking like I was 14 again. Jack Daniels fucking in New Hampshire, fucking Pantera.
Well, that's when they do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was doing it on the beach.
Yeah. We were just talking about vacations, all-inclusive. That shit's nice. They just keep bringing the booze.
I never been. Well, yeah, I was on not at all exclusive drinking.
Yeah,
or eating. Food.
Yeah, both. Both.
But never that.
You could drink $1,000 a week in fucking booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're at a resort or whatever. Fucking drinks are like.
Yeah.
$18-$20.
Yeah, you gotta get the booze package, if you're gonna utilize it.
There's Mr. Pearsman is also bringing up Jack Congdon will be at Cage Titan 67 fighting. For their, not their title, but he's back after fighting John Pearsma for the welterweight title. And then also Don Chaney is tuning in right now.
What up, Don?
So he's coming back to fight. I forgot who he's
Jerry.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Yep.
What do you think about that fight?
That's a great fight, I think. I think it's going to bring a lot. Those two guys are pretty electric and... You know, I think people are excited for that.
There it is, right there. Let me give some.
That place will be jumping for that one.
Give some my man some love here, Mister. So, they're both coming off losses, I think John's last fight was against the dude at Combat FC for their title.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy's a beast. How you see this fight? You want me to put you on the spot?
I think it's going to be a good fight, but I always put my money on Don. Not always, but, well, I don't. Let me rephrase it. I would put my money on Don for this fight for sure.
Yeah, I think Don's just a different animal.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking grind and grind and grind and grind and grind.
And he's been going.
The only way you finish Don is to finish him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To stop him. I should say.
Yep.
So
we're going to this fight.
So Shane has got so many more fights. I mean, Don's been in the UFC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been a champion for Cage Titans and another organization I can't remember.
One of my first shows, he brought both his belts in here.
TAC? Is it TAC? I don't know.
Yeah, remember he had both his belts in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a great one.
Don has made it down to the show
quite
a few times. So
fuck yeah.
Thank you for that, Don. Let me see. Is there anything, any pictures of him? Zach DeSab, I think he's fighting again. So, are the posters Do I have to go through all their things, or do they have like all the posters?
Yeah, I don't see the card yet.
Yeah, no, they just got a few posters up. Oh, announcements. Trevor Goody fighting.
Oh yeah.
Let me just fly through all.
Saw him
shit
at the last ones. I was sitting near him for a little while, chatting it up.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's definitely a real nice, mellow kind of dude, man.
That's jiu-jitsu right there.
Yep. Oh, that was Don. I'm sorry. I'm fucking cutting Don off, getting his Cage Titans belt.
Yep, that thing's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I wonder if...
You brought that thing in here. If I can remember holding it.
Yeah, but I'm
fucking
wondering if, you know, if Mike's always doing something, changing something. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he changes that belt. Or I think he changed. Did he change the amateur belt? Do they got a nice belt now? I think so. Oh, look at that. Savasan. I think it's Savasan. I should know that. Miguel Savasan.
His fight got pulled, I think, last minute on one of these Cage Titans a couple months ago. So I think this might be his first fight back from that. But he might have had another one. I can't remember.
And then there's D. Sab, like I said. He'll be fighting. Who else we got over here? Brody McDonald. McDougal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who's this dude look like? Doesn't he look like the fucking...
Johnny Walker?
Yes!
He does look like him.
Fucking crazy him. Holy shit. Wow.
Yep, he does. Fucking crazy.
So, where's this? This is a new kid on
the
block.
This little kid. Yeah, I saw this. He's a fucking child. He needs to get back home for fifth grade.
Doing his thing.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. But, you know, like, when the lights come on, he's going to go home.
Yeah, what's going on? His face is way big in that fucking thing.
He's just a little kid.
Why is he in there?
He's just a little kid. He doesn't know yet.
Yeah, fucking, what is he doing?
He's waiting for the streetlights to come on, so mom call him home.
All right. Oh, there's Jerry right there.
Oh, yeah, dancing his way
in. Kind of dancey coming in now.
He's got the gi on and stuff. That's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, they got the fucking Deadpool at the bottom. I went and saw that movie. I went and saw Deadpool Wolverine with the kids. It was fun.
Oh, don't tell me, because I'm going to bring my girlfriend's.
It made $1 billion, so spoilers are kind of like tough now.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard it was like huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool cameos.
Hot wing, hot takes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Yeah, you were fucking sweating because of your fucking picks and because of the fucking hot.
My career as an MMA journalist ended that night.
It. Yeah, that was your
didn't
test.
It didn't end night.
You were fucking sweating and shit.
I've been in the heat. Yeah. Heat of battle with some fighters.
You're like
and
asking
all that
you a question. You're like shoving the wings in your
stuff,
mouth.
But when you know what I mean? I know the fight is connected to the bad side of town and they can just send fucking a driver to shoot me dead in my front yard.
Yeah, you better not pick against them.
I got to go back a little bit and go, you know what? My kids need me.
You're like, I just hope everyone has a good fight and everyone stays injury free.
Oh my God. So, you know what? This mic's better. At least you could see my, shaven face. If anyone didn't notice, I shaved my face.
Shaved off all them grays, brother. You look
young. Even a little bit. It's like,
oh, look at my shit.
I look like a skunk. It's like a little bit of that.
Yeah, I get the shit, too. I look like a homeless person. Like if I fall asleep in the park, they'll, arrest me.
Like, I got blotches of paint on my fucking face. It's like, well, fuck.
There you go.
I want that.
Maybe I'll come in next week with a beard. No beard.
Oh, that would be scary. You did that one time.
Yeah,
one,
I do
the
all
guy
time.
From the fucking Modern Family.
You always say that, Phil Dunphy. That guy's handsome. What's his name? Ty Burrell, I think.
I know a lot of people that like that guy.
Oh, he's handsome himself. So he's old, though.
So let me go to Combat FC because their card is on the 13th. Might as well give them some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give them some shouts.
Like I said, we're back.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. Fuck
okay. Right.
But, if you want to be on the show,
hit
up Tommy and me.
Yeah.
Tommy or I, and
once the season starts kicking, fucking
we'll get you on the show.
Yeah, get us in here. We'll call, call in, whatever.
I'm not reaching out to anyone anymore.
Like, yeah,
you want to come on? If you want to call at the spare, when we're online and you're on,
that makes it easy. If you want to call
just
in,
just call in. Yeah. Those phone lines are open. It's
10 minutes.
It's my Steve Nima messenger. My burner page.
You fucking fuck that one off.
Fucking whatever.
Yeah, just like if you want to call, any of you fighters want to give 10 minutes to fucking promote yourself, you do it in your car, do it from the gym,
anyway,
on your phone,
bands,
video call,
bands,
fucking bands, comedians,
bands,
fucking porn stars, strippers, whatever.
Bands, everything. I don't give a shit. Hot wing, hot take.
We're going to have to pull some footage of that. We'll put
I did go to the next one.
What are you, not going to go?
I didn't go to the last
one. What are you,
your
boy Travis? You like your boy Travis?
Fucking awesome, huh? Just fucking fell off the edge of the road.
Yeah, talk shit and never showed up again.
Tyler fucking King almost fucking beheaded Jeff.
His hat's right there still.
Yeah, it is. I ain't putting that on. So anyway,
I always have a good time with those guys. Like, even if you're not there when we go to Cage Titans or other events, yeah. Jeff and Lars and shit, we fucking have a blast. Those guys.
Yeah, still, Lars is cool to hang out.
Yeah, Matt, cool. And Jeff is my guy. Me and him fucking just chuck it right up and fucking laugh.
Yeah, Jeff's fun.
Oh, yeah.
He can hang with anyone.
Yeah.
Like the straight people, the drunk people. And
oh, yeah. The cowboys, the Indians. Jerk,
the douchebag people and the good people. Cause not many people know him.
No, no. And he's a good guy. He doesn't fucking talk shit, you know? Yeah.
So we're going to just flash through a little of Comet FC because they are on Friday, September 13th.
Day before.
Day before.
Friday the 13th. I wouldn't want to fight on that.
Holy shit.
I would not.
That's fucking, wow.
That's bad.
That.
Yeah, that's bad fucking juju right there.
I just saw this announced today. Josh Medeiros.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good kid. Like him. He's out of Walter Catito's gym.
Mm-hmm.
Just for people out there, all you beautiful women under the age of probably 30, and that's probably nobody listening to this show right now.
Crickets.
But Comet FC does have an opening for a ring girl, if that's something you desire to try. I imagine you probably get paid $100-$150 for the night.
Or ring guy.
You're aspiring, model or something that could get you something good on your portfolio, or you know, maybe more social media followers.
All that.
But go to Comet FC on Instagram, and you may be their ring girl for Comet FC. I don't even know what number it is, but it's probably 5 or something like that. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
Where do they do that? Shriners? Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wilmington.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice place. Nice big wide
open. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, these are... Oh, Mike Joliker.
Oh, yeah. Love that kid.
Mike Woods. He messaged me about coming on. So
yeah,
Mike,
definitely. I love that kid.
Mike,
definitely
all you
get
have
him
to
in
do
there.
Is call in.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday
call
night.
In.
We're going to be here Wednesday night.
And he likes to indulge. So you want to come in, fucking have some drinks and some smoke, fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, but yeah, he's back. And here's that young fucking kid again. At least he's away from the camera this time.
Who is that kid? We need to get him on here. He just keeps popping up his fucking face. He's a good. He seems good. I wouldn't ever want to discourage anyone from getting into it. But
Don Chanis, we did go over Cage Titans a little bit. We did mention you.
Yeah, bud.
And now we're on Comet FC a little bit. But what time is it? Yeah, we're gonna go
10 or 9.
A few more minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look at. I'll go to Combat Zone. This kid's everywhere. What's he fuck? Would they fucking hire
that's,
him? Fuck.
That's the new.
What's he? Their nephew?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it's someone's kid.
Comet FC 8. That's what it is.
We're going to have to reach out to that kid and get him on there.
When they get the fucking posters out.
Yeah, you can just
a
see
month
the whole
or
list.
Two. There he is, a fucking gang.
he's like your nemesis.
Anyone else reporting on Comet FC? What the fuck is going on?
We gotta get in touch with that kid. We gotta reach out.
Have him on here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking corrupt him.
All right, let me go back here and Jesus, good for that kid. He's everywhere.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Let me last thing.
You gotta get your face out there if you want to do it.
Good.
Think he's ever seen a titty? Not in person. He's young. I'm just saying. He's a kid.
All right.
We're degenerate adults.
Combat Zone? Yeah, this is Combat Zone. So, all right. So, there's Nick Fiore. So, we'll go up there. They don't have many posters on their thing. So, we're just going to go see some
Calvin
highlights.
Cater.
We're just going to see some highlights from the fights and stuff. That's some amateur kickboxing right there. Let me go down. Oh, nope. Sorry, people. There we go.
Some Muay Thai. Yeah. The Combat Zone always is a good one. They always have a good card, and a lot of people will show up for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tyson Shot is.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they had this card, but they had it at the casino or something. In Boston last time.
Oh, Encore?
Or a couple times, yeah.
No shit. Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I didn't go, but.
That's a hike. And to go through traffic and stuff like that at that time. I mean, you're in Mansfield, so you're not too bad.
Yo, giving out my, why don't you just give out my address to all my psycho fans. Jesus Christ. All my stalkers.
Social security number. Throw it out there, Tommy.
Big Mike's going to be fucking knocking on my door
and
shit.
Tommy wants someone to take his identity.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think my fucking 16-year-old daughter got her identity stolen because she went to go open up a bank account like today, and someone said that they fucking used it and like to get a job like in towns away. Yeah, she never had a job or a bank account. She's a fucking kid, so we're gonna go through that shit. 16-year-old daughter.
So what? You like. Investigating, like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, because we went to go open a thing, and they're like, oh, wait, you already did
someone
a thing.
Someone must have used their, what, social security number?
Yeah. So, we'll have to fucking put out the feelers and see who can fucking help us with that.
Wow.
Crazy fuckers.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the... What is he saying? Oh, Don Chaney was saying he got here late.
Oh.
But we're only going for a little while. There's Nick Fiore right there winning his title.
Ground and pound.
Combat Zone. Good for that kid. He got thrown to the wolves in the UFC.
Yeah.
But
it's usually how it goes with the Boston guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to take a shot.
Oh, yeah. But, you're not going to not.
They want to get paid. They want to get into the UFC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do know what you mean.
You know, that's your living.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
I mean... And the thing is, I mean, why not? Because, I mean, you think the kid's going to think he's not good enough to be in the UFC?
Of course
he thinks he's good enough to be in the UFC. So why not go? If they're asking him to go and they need him, you're ready.
Damn right.
Just go.
No one's going to be like, you know what? I don't think so. Sorry. Sorry, Dana White. I don't think so.
So Saheeb, he's fought for Combat Zone also, right?
Yeah.
Has he? As an amateur, all his pro fights have been for CES.
Yeah, that, I think I remember them going down to Shriners.
Fucking, you know, Jimmy Senior's been. I see him feeling him up in the fucking, you know, the cage.
Wouldn't you?
Before.
He's handsome and muscular.
It's fucking all over him.
Those 2 minute
they
fucking
just
wins.
Now they just guide fucking Senior like fucking Biden to like who he has to kiss or hug or fucking fondle,
shake his hand.
Fucking this is babies. The new guy in the block. He's winning. I love this kid.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Yeah.
Because he's bringing him in.
Yeah. He fucking doesn't even know he's hugging. Sorry.
Doesn't even know he's hugging. He thinks he's at home.
Sorry, I'm not a CES fan. We all fucking know that.
But, the fighters, yes, but.
Oh, I love the fighters. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, no.
But, you know what I mean?
I know.
I'll always, you know. I'm going to have one more beer. One more beer. And then we're going to hit the road.
Yeah.
But Tommy, next week. Oh, so, all right. Anyone wants to talk more MMA, I can't visit for the porn stars.
I said, who said that? I said the porn stars, all that shit. Who is that?
Bob Pierce.
Nice.
What's he talking about?
Well, because when you said we'll have anyone on, I said, strippers, porn stars.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not paying attention?
No, I was fucking...
talking?
Probably, my mic was probably blown to shit.
No, it was just a couple minutes ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
My wife says you don't listen when I talk.
I probably don't.
No.
I don't listen to anyone.
No,
I got ADD.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere.
It's a interesting game of you talk, I talk. That's how it goes. That's broadcasting, you know?
Sometimes I ask you, would you say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all good.
You know, I'm in the next
move on. It's not
I'm
about
in
what's
the next chapter.
Yeah. It's not about what's
what I mean?
It's about what's on next.
You need to, you need to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or,
I'll talk
over. What did I just say, Steve? I'll be
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll call you out.
Tommy,
no, you know it's not.
I mean?
It's not that. I call you out. Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Right. That's right.
Anyway.
Maybe it's because I talk over my wife when she's talking. So she says that's the same way, you know. When we talk over each other, she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
We do good, I think.
You know what I mean? It's like fucking, we've been off. We're in spring. Spring. What is it called right now? Spring training.
Yeah.
Right now, spring training. Actually, winter training.
Yeah, it's about to be fall.
Fall training. So anyway, Tommy, where you want to go?
Where do I want
to
go?
Go to Combat FC. You can go to Cage Titans Friday or Saturday.
Cage Titans, I would think. Saturday's better.
Well, you can go to both.
Shit. You want to go to both?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can't do that. I'm not positive I'm going to Cage Titans either.
No, me neither.
You know what I mean? My birthday's the next day. I got to...
That's more a reason, too.
You know what I mean? If they want to... I could take my girlfriend and her son.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm definitely getting out of there early because they're going to want to fucking go.
I thought you were
going to
say that I'm definitely getting fucked up.
She's driving.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Well, that's just a given anyway, right?
But yeah, I mean, if, you know.
We'll discuss.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's a fun night, but it's a long night.
Bob Piersma said, how's your wife going to... How's she going to react to you having porn stars?
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to be... Listen, if we have any fucking porn people in down here, they're not going to be stars.
Yeah, they're not going to be talking.
They
either.
Are not going to be known of.
That's funny.
They're fucking up and comers, that's for sure.
And Bob, to tell you the truth, probably not happy. She will not be. So yeah, I don't think we're going to be having porn stars in here.
No, we don't invite porn stars.
No.
If, you know, she happened to be a singer of a band and they're really good.
And they did porn on the side.
Yeah, so anyway. So let me leave off on that. So, Tommy, I've been trying out for getting ready for bands. I know so many songs right now. But the latest one I really want to do, Black Crowes tribute.
Oh, sick. I just listened to the singer of Black Crowes on Rogan.
So he, a dude that sings for another band, he's in like two projects, an original band. He's, you know, late 40s, early 50s. He's in a really good band. They do Bob Seger. They do, you know, kind of that kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Bad Company kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And Black Crowes.
Nice.
So he reached out to me about doing Black, like, you interested in doing Black Crowes? Because I don't want to play. That's a band that'll play maybe once every 4 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe over the summer they might play a few shows with other tribute bands. But it's something that I want to do, not play all the time, every weekend.
Yeah.
So
you want it to be like a job.
So he's getting he's got rehearsal or tryouts with a guitar player and a keyboard player. He plays guitar and sings.
Okay. Amazing. He's good singing the songs. It's hard to do. That's
just
that's
like
serious.
Him.
Okay.
So you want to hear a taste
sure,
of him?
Sure.
You want to hear a taste of this guy?
I watch do like the Black Crowes.
Watch him get another drummer. But they only have a limited amount of... I mean, they only have about seven or eight hits.
Black Crowes?
But they got a ton of fucking jamming, real good songs.
Yeah. Their albums, their first albums are kind of like front to back good.
Yeah.
You know?
But I've been listening to like tons of their songs, and they got some... They do covers of Zeppelin
out.
And shit like that.
They tour again, Black Crowes.
Yeah.
They're doing the thing.
I know. Yeah.
Like I said, I was just listening to Chris Robinson on Joe Rogan, and you know he's always been the super animated fucking kind of asshole and stuff.
Yeah, he's the lead singer.
He's the guy.
He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
He's a smart dude.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and super successful, super young.
So this was him live with the cover band. They actually do a couple of Black Crowes songs, but he plays guitar too. He just wants to sing.
Sure,
but
he doesn't want to play guitar. He just wants to sing.
He just wants to sing, and then Black Crowes tribute. That's kind of
you got to do what they do, right?
Yeah, I would imagine, but maybe not.
Yeah,
but it kind of look odd if you could bring up the guitar every so often, like an acoustic guitar, and you know. But all right, so let me look. So this is the singer of the band. That I gotta find his fucking his link.
What's the band name, or is there one?
Well, there's probably a ton of friggin' Black Crowes bands.
Maybe they're the White Crowes.
That's horrible. The Dead Crowes?
The Dead Crowes.
The fucking Dead Crowes? Did you hear the Crow movie like made no...
Oh, the new
gross,
one?
No fucking
Yeah, it
money.
Looks terrible.
Did you see it?
No, it looks terrible. I love the old one.
Dude, I don't know where his voice is here. Oh, there it is. Sorry, people. But I'm giving him, imagine if he doesn't, but he seems like he wants me to play drums and he's going to rehearse.
Do it.
He's like, when can you get down? He goes, I have, because he knew I was on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's live, people. It's recorded like shit, but I just wanted to hear his voice. This is for Tom.
Yeah. Where was it? Oh, it says Tavern on the Hill. Okay.
Yeah,
I know where
this is,
right?
This is in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I think I've been there. Maybe.
So he sent me this.
Good.
Doesn't he sound like him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great vocal.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Sounds strong. Yep.
Cool. Fucking Black Crowes. Cool. Like, what else?
Not easy.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Yeah, good.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
So,
yeah, it sounds good right off the bat.
That's my my new thing. So I've been playing Black Crowes. I know like seven. I know the hits, basically.
Yep.
You know, there's little pots in it I still have to, you know, figure out. But I know the pretty much the gist. So he messaged me on vacation, said, "Steve, I know you're on vacation." He goes, "But I'm trying out a guitar player and keyboard player this week. When can you jam?" Meaning that he's probably trying them out this week. Yep. And that band is actually playing Friday night. So okay. He was on vacation the week before me. So he's probably getting tight with them for their show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll try those guys out next week.
This Friday?
Friday night they're playing at they're playing somewhere locally to me. I'm not gonna go see him because I'm going to see someone else.
Yep.
But I should.
I would
jump up and play that song, a Black Crowes song.
That'd be
you
cool.
know what I mean?
Yep.
Which will happen.
Yep.
Like he'll say, "Hey, this is I got a Black Crowes tribute. This is our drummer, Steve DeMango. Hit it, Steve. Doom,
yep.
Bat, doom,
nice.
Bat. You know, just
there you go.
Doom, 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 yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Look at my snare drum, Tommy. See that fucking Ludwig? Oh,
yeah.
That is from the early 80s, and I took it to the drum shop. They polished it, cleaned the shit out of it, put a brand new wrap on it.
It looks nice.
Cleaned her up, did everything they needed to do. I had them put new heads on it. And that's a sought-after snare. And then the Holy Grail is over here. The Ludwig Supraphonic that I have right here.
Okay, yep, the tattoo, wrist. Yep. What are you doing with that?
I can play different music each snare.
Okay, they sound
like
a little
one's
different.
More, that's more like a Zeppelin feel.
Yep.
And that's more like, that's just a hammering fucking.
Yep. Not so like rattly.
Yeah, yep. Not so much snary. It's thicker.
That one's more snary.
More snary.
No doubt.
But it's got a great sound. Like Van Halen
sound.
Not
supposed to hit it so hard.
You can, but it's got a snap. And it's got a...
Yep.
It's like Van Halen snare. That. Mm-hmm. But that one is like bluesy, thick. Yep.
Nice.
Fucking...
Nice. That's cool. That's cool. I like that. I saw you were getting that thing tuned up.
That snare costs as much as the drum set.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And that one, too. Like... They're fucking. That's probably a $500 snare.
Yeah,
I got it for, two-thirds. You know, I paid a couple hundred dollars less than it's worth.
And the snare is the fucking heart of
that
the set,
the heart,
right?
Yeah, that and the bass drum.
Yep.
That's
yeah, bass
really
drum
need
for sure.
To fucking to play music.
Like
basically.
One cymbal, you know, to fucking ride a little bit.
Exactly.
Yep. I know things.
That's all you need.
Yeah, bud.
Well, yeah.
I love drummers, dude. Like, you know, I was a singer growing up in bands, and my best friend Mike D is the drummer, and he's so good. And I always just like love the drums.
They're great. Anyone can play them.
You're gonna be born with fucking rhythm though.
That's
like
sexy sound.
I think drums is one of those things that you have to be born with. You know.
So the Black Crowes is like, you know, people are hot and cold on tribute bands, like especially bands that are not mainstream. Like
sure.
The Black Crowes had a great run.
Yeah.
For like 7 years.
Yeah.
The first like two or three albums. Bunch of hits like Talk to
their
you know,
first
she talks
album
to
fucking went double platinum like they instant success
huge,
those guys
huge.
Instant success 20 years old they were
so but I don't know anything of them other than the 90s music the new stuff that come out and stuff but I heard one of my friends went to see them and they go Steve it was so bad I
oh,
wanted
bad?
To see them they played one song from the first two albums.
I heard they're a little pretentious. He's always been known to be an asshole. He was talking about that on Rogan, that he, you know, he's kind of like not that way anymore. He was a pretentious asshole rock star growing up and now appreciates it more now that they're not selling out arenas and things like that.
Well, I think they broke up. His brother's the guitar player.
Right, right.
So they're both the songwriters.
And
of
they
the
had
band.
Feuds
oh,
and shit like that, you know.
Yeah. His fucking, they are a good band.
Sure.
The more I've been listening to them, I liked them when they were coming when they were out, but
in the 90s.
When they started getting a little commercial with the She Talks to Angels or whatever.
Yeah.
Which that's a great song.
Yeah.
But it was like
I'll probably know, flick it when it comes on the radio. Yeah, when it comes on the radio.
So I kinda lost them at that point. But I've been listening to like the best of them.
Yep.
All the hit songs or the best of the albums that came out. They got some jamming fucking songs.
Great
man.
Musicians.
Jamming songs.
And like the drummer I think is a lot younger than them as well. So, you know, like the backbone of the band.
I could be All I have to do to be the drummer is wear some sunglasses.
Yeah, smoke a bud and weed.
Fucking like a collared shirt, button shirt open, maybe a little bit with a t-shirt.
Oh, you're
underneath.
Trying to get the look
oh,
of the,
yeah,
of the
I'm
guy?
Going for the look of the fucking guy, too.
I don't even know what he looks like, I don't think.
Yeah, well, he's the drummer.
Yeah,
no one, ever,
yeah, no one cares. It's like that joke. I'm going to fuck it up, but it's like, what's the guy? You know, I don't even want to fuck it up. Like, how do you want to say? Like, the joke is like, you could say it with a singer, too. Like, the guy who hangs out with the band, the drummer, you know, like that he's not part of the band.
Yeah, there's so many friggin' memes
the jokes,
on that.
Yeah, I fucked it up.
You know what I mean? Well, Tommy, first show back.
Yes, sir.
We talked
time.
A little MMA. My mic went out.
Mostly.
I'll figure that out. I must have hit the plug or something
when
that.
When you plugged it in, it lit up. So.
Yeah, and then it echoes because it probably wasn't
those are both
gated or whatever. And or two mics, it was picking up that.
I think so. I'm wondering if there's going to be a weird thing with these two mics. But,
but yeah, I should take that one off. I don't use it at all.
No.
You know what I mean? Unless I have another guest.
Yep.
You know, which I'm trying to get rid of this table in here. Just set up a little table on each chair with these attached, you know, the cameras and the mics. You know what I mean? A little table for each person to put their little drink on.
Sure.
And this table will be out of here.
We need somewhere to put our beers.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's about it. It's about it. It's about it.
I got all right. With that said, Tommy, anything you want to leave off?
No, glad to be back. Glad to see you. Let's get a couple of these in a row.
Yeah, let's get back on a streak.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you know, someone will reach out to me for next week's show, and if you want to come on,
yep.
I'm always interested in comedians and
cool people. We
and,
want
you know, band members and all that other shit. You know, if I get in this band, I'm gonna blow it up on this channel.
Of course,
I'll do a live thing.
All
about
promotions.
You know
what
I mean?
Fuck yeah. We'll do a whole show in here, and I'll host it.
All right. So with that said, thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you hopefully next week. Thank you, Tommy, for catching that. So with that said, thanks everyone.
Cheers.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Be safe.